The fines have been imposed on a group of 17 hikers who entered a restricted area of the Dayaoshan National Natural Reserve during the National Day holiday on October the 2nd.
The 15 people in the group who are being led will face fines of 1,000 yuan. The two people leading them will be fined 1,500 yuan each.
Lu Baoting, director of the Dayaoshan Natural Reserve. He says the group of amateur adventurers were set to leave the park on October the 4th. However, they ended up getting caught up in the heavy rains brought on by a typhoon, which rode into Guangxi during their stay. More than 700 of local police officers and locals were sent into the area to find them after getting an SOS message. The search for the group took some 50 hours, and the total cost is over 100,000 yuan. Local authorities say the fines they've imposed will help cover part of the costs. The incident in Guangxi is becoming a far more common headline in China. Rookie adventurers are increasingly venturing into more dangerous places, most of which have been closed by the authorities. This had led to a noticeable increase in the number of search and rescue operations for lost hikers. However, in most cases, no fines are leveled. This has sparked new debate here in China as to whether those who take risks in potentially dangerous areas should have to pay for them. Regional authorities in Xinjiang became the first in the country to collect fees for rescue services in August. Ili Ismail is the former head of Xinjiang's Regional Emergency Office.
The rescue of trapped hikers has become frequent in Xinjiang in recent years. Conducting a search and a rescue operation in a remote area requires a huge amount of personnel and money.
The new policy adopted in Xinjiang could lead to missing hikers having to pay some 30,000 yuan if they need to be extracted by a helicopter. Ili Ismail says the new policy is meant to be a deterrent.
For the government, to save people's lives is of paramount importance, but on the other hand, people who go beyond the boundaries could face severe consequences. The fees are mainly meant to warn hackers not to cross the line.
Punishing those who require certain rescue is not a new argument. In the United States, a number of state governments have also brought in rules which allow authorities to charge people for rescue services. Most in the search and rescue community have argued against the move, saying those who find themselves in trouble shouldn't have to consider the financial ramifications before asking for help. One option to avoid the issue is traveler's insurance, which can cover search and rescue costs depending on the package you purchase. For CRI, I'm Mo Wen.